Our second reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now, if you really want to know what God says about giving in our everyday personal life, two chapters in the Bible are dedicated to this, along with a whole bunch of other places. But 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 are both dedicated to this one thought. Seldom are there places in the Bible that dedicates this much information to one thing, which I view that must be important. You know, not that Paul was just trying to write and say, I don't have anything to write about, I want this letter to be longer, so I'm just going to keep writing. I know people that talk like that. You know, they just keep talking and talking and talking and talking. But most of them are running for office at the present time. Okay. I just couldn't resist, could I? I had to be bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we'll start reading at verse 6. Now, this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you will have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. Giving. We take 3 weeks out of the year. I'm glad this is in October.
October works better than November. We had too much going on in November. I'm hoping we leave it in October. This is much better. Take 3 weeks out of the year and raise a little money for the church. Get our pledges in. Hopefully you're praying about this. What does God want me doing for this next year? And this year, I've been talking about systematic giving. Giving on a regular basis. So that every week, every paycheck, every month, every quarter, whatever. If you want to give more to the kingdom of God, that's the way to do it. Yeah. There's like, when you have something taken out of your paycheck at work, remember those days? You know, our first carpeting bill, we went 10 years debt-free. That'll wreck your credit, by the way. You want to ruin your credit, pay all your debts and don't charge anything for 10 years. Yeah, I mean, that's the best way I know of to ruin your credit. That's worse than bankruptcy. Yeah. And it's un-American. Our credit union lady told us that we were debt-free and that was un-American, so we've been in debt ever since. You know, we don't want to be un-American. Right. But that first car payment, I mean, we went 10 years without a car payment. That first car payment that came out, it was a car. I missed my truck. Anyway, it was a car. But after a while, it just comes out, you know, and you don't miss it anymore. Same with giving. Giving on a regular basis, you don't really miss it. It's just, and then at the end of the year, you think, wow, look at everything I did. Now, if you want to be a systematic giver, but you don't want the blessings of God, that's what I'm going to talk about this morning, how to be a systematic giver without receiving the blessings of God. Because I have people tell me all the time, I tithe and I'm not blessed. Although, they have a car, they have a house, food, clothing, cell phone, satellite TV, take the kids 2-3 times to Cedar Point, go to Las Vegas on vacation, and have money in the bank. Okay, you're not Bill Gates, but it sounds pretty blessed to me. Yeah. I give to God, I'm not blessed. Well, let's see how we do that. Because maybe there's somebody here who wants to give to God and not be blessed. Okay, so, but a verse I didn't read, verse 5, it says that this gift that they're raising would be a bountiful gift not affected by covetousness. So be covetous. I can't give that much. That's a new truck payment. I could have a new truck. Lord, have mercy. So I'm only going to give not what I purpose in my heart. See, everybody should give as he purposes in his heart. Well, don't pray about your giving. You won't purpose anything in your heart. See, because God has this tendency to answer prayer. So if you just ignore Him, that works for a while. It does. Yeah, so don't pray. No, it's pledge time. What are we going to give the Mayflower Church? Right. Don't pray about it. God won't talk to you. No problem. Then you won't feel guilty when you don't give. There you go. Kill two birds with one stone. See? Or you can give grudgingly. Grudgingly. Ugh. Shoe boxes again this year. We did shoe boxes last year. See? And the year before. And we'll probably do them next year. What's some kid in Haiti need Christmas for anyway? Give grudgingly. Oh, well, if I don't give, you know, Mayflower Church, no wonder. I got to be the biggest giver in church, you know. They're always hitting me up for money. I know when pastor's talking about money, he's really talking about me.
Yeah, you're right, I am, by the way. I am, yes, that is true. Okay.
Yeah, give grudgingly. Give sparingly. Okay? I don't know how many farmers are here,
and I don't know much about farming. Okay, I was raised on the farm until I was like six. But I come from a whole family on both sides that are all farmers.
Can you imagine a farmer saying, well, you know, economy's been really tight lately. I got this acre I want to put into corn. And I have to put so much seed. Oh, that's a lot of seed. Wow, we can make a lot of cornbread with that seed.
That's too much seed. I'm only putting half the seed in there. That's just too much. I'm only putting half the seed in there.
And at the end of the year, what's going to happen?
He's going to have an acre of corn, and his neighbor's going to have an acre of corn, and his neighbor's going to have twice as much corn.
And I say, see, God don't bless me. See? How come he's got more corn than I got? I put seed in the ground, and he's an old heathen anyway. I'm better than he is. Say, give sparingly. Oh, shoe boxes. See, you got dollar bills like that in your wallet? Huh?
Barb does not have any of these dollar bills in her wallet.
See, oh, come out! Come out! Oh,
sorry, missed the offering. The offering plate went by. I tried.
See. Give sparingly, give grudgingly, and Lord have mercy, do not be a cheerful giver. Because those verses say God loves a cheerful giver. Oh, don't do that.
I mean, cheerful, that Hebrew, the Greek word, jump up and down and spin around like a top. Don't see that much in covenant churches.
Right. Jump up and down and spin around like a top because you're so happy that it's offering time. Yes, about time would you shut up so they can pass the plate. Blah, 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 all the time.
Say, right. Yeah, offering time. We actually 2 weeks ago had somebody stop in right before church. Because they were going somewhere, and they had to get the offering to the church before they left. And I said, Lord, give me more people like that.
Whoa! Say, yeah, we've got several pledges in already in the office. I hope whoever is pledged, I hope you're planning on coming to the dinner next week. You don't want to miss the dinner next week. It's going to be really good. I've never known Norm to kick anything bad. Norm cooks good stuff. So you want to be here. But already had a man come in this week. Bringing his pledge. He said, I can't be here on Consecration Sunday. But I want to make sure my pledge got in.
I said, bless you. That's what I said.
Say, and God will. Because God blesses givers. When we give with a right attitude, a right heart, not spending it on our own pleasure so everybody will know at Mayflower that, well, without me, you just wouldn't make it. But I'm going to be humble about this. No?
Say. Giving. Giving to God. Through Mayflower Church. Not a lot of you give through other places. Barb and I give through other places. But when we're all doing what God wants us to be doing, and that's what these 3 weeks are about, for the people that call Mayflower Church home. What is my part, God? What is my part? We could be like the Presbyterian Church in Ionia. I shouldn't have said who. I pastored in Ionia for a number of years. I started a church in Ionia years and years and years ago. Okay, the Presbyterian Church there used to send out Roger Kennedy. We think he's doing okay. You know, he's got a boat. He must be doing okay. So here's what we think you should give for this year, Roger, and they would give it to you. Yeah, see, so I'm not near as bad as that. We haven't got to that stage yet. Not yet. No. Giving to God. And what's it resulted? Blessings. Mayflower Church is blessed. We are blessed. No big mortgage. We give away thousands and thousands of dollars a year that we just give away. All our bills are paid. We have money in the bank. We are in good shape in this economy. Well, then, why are we even doing the whole pledge thing? Because we want to be in good shape next year so we can raise and give away thousands and thousands of dollars next year. And we can touch people's lives, hopefully change them for the better. Do the work of the ministry. Not just be another religious organization in town. Got enough of those. But God's people working together to do God's work. That's what we want to be. I don't know that we accomplish that 100% of the time, but we accomplish that a lot. We accomplish that a lot. And stop and think, just this last year, had we not been here, had we been one of the churches in Lansing that closed? Yeah, churches are closing every year in Lansing. They're closing one today. How many lives? I mean, has Mayflower been a blessing to you this year? Well, if we hadn't been here, doesn't mean God can't bless you. It doesn't mean we're the only church in the world doing anything. And we sure aren't the biggest church in the world doing anything. But we are doing things. We get to partner with 45 other churches in February. How many boxes? 3,000 boxes. And last year, our church, actually, there was some left over last year for whatever reason. See, Mark texts me, we have the chance to give out 25 extra boxes. What do you think we should do? I said, do it. 25 families we didn't have a chance or even know how that we helped by accident. By accident. Yeah. See. And we find things like this. Like, if we're not here, who does this? We have a positive effect on our neighborhood, on our lives, on the people we're in touch with. How do we keep doing that? Somebody's got to pay the light bills. Somebody's got to pay the staff. Somebody's got to pay the heating bill. Hopefully one of these days somebody has to pay the air conditioning bill. I'm still praying about that. You know? Yeah. You got to pay the bills so that God can send people our way and we can have a positive effect on their lives. That's the work of God. Doing the work of God. And that's what we're doing last Sunday, this Sunday, next Sunday. Giving us a chance to say, you know, Mayflower does mean a lot to me. I want to be a part in paying the electric bill. I want to be here this next year to see what God can do this next year. You know, when God's tired of us being here, He'll close our door too. But we're still here. I'm thinking God's not done with us yet. I'm thinking the best things are yet to come. That's what I feel. That's what I purpose in my heart when I pray. Inside, God's saying, oh, the best is yet to come. And Mayflower's had some good days. It's had some rough days, but it's had some good days. And I'm thinking the best is yet to come. That's what I'm thinking. So this week, pray. Decide what God wants you to give for this next year. Fill out your pledge card. Bring it with you next week. Let's watch God do another miracle like he did last year at this time, when in spite of the economy and in spite of a couple other things, we ended up with more people pledging more money for the year. And that keeps the trustees happy when they go to do their whole budget thing. Now, you don't want the trustees ornery. You really don't. You know, you want them happy as possible. So let's give them a little money to play with. And then let's dedicate another year to God. Saying, okay, God, here we are. We aren't perfect, but we're here. And we are available. Please use us to touch and change people's lives. See, at the beginning of the year, we didn't know Eaton Children's Village from Zimbabwe was coming here, did we? I wasn't even here. I evidently, we always miss the good services here. We always miss the good ones. $900 from this little group. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Spur of the moment, no systematic giving, just spur of the moment, and just flooded in. Now, would have God taken care of Eden Children's Village without Mayflower if we hadn't been here? Probably. They're doing a great work over there. But what a privilege to be part of that. See, years and years ago, Barb and I built a church in Russia. It's a lot cheaper to build churches in Russia than it is in America. And I've wondered off and on. I most of the time forget about that. But it was at some fundraising thing for churches in Russia, and we kicked in some money. I thought, I wonder how many people have been touched and changed by that over the years. I wonder if it's still open. I wonder a lot of things. But we don't always know. But what a privilege it is to be part of what God is doing. And God is doing stuff at Mayflower Church and doing stuff through Mayflower Church. So my suggestion is, be a giver and do it in such a way that you get the blessings of God too. See? Be a cheerful giver. So bountifully. Put lots of seeds in. Let the harvest come. And God makes a couple of amazing statements here. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having sufficiency in everything. That means, doesn't mean you're going to be as rich as Bill Gates. That means that I got everything I need for the day. And I do. I did not have to get up this morning and say, okay, Lord, before the day's over, I've got to have this or we're not going to make it. I remember those days. I've had those days when I got up in the morning and there wasn't enough to get through the rest of the day. I don't have those days anymore. I can plan in advance. Vacations in advance. Walk into the motel, because you have to put it on the credit card to walk in, right? I mean, walk in and say, well, do you want that on your credit card? No, we just want to pay cash for that. And people look at you, cash? What's that? Cash? You want cash? I don't know if I can do cash. Hey. Yeah. Always having sufficiency in everything so that you will always have, so that you may have an abundance for every good need. So when Eaton Children's Village shows up, you can write a check. Hey. So we can plan to give to the shoeboxes. But then when something comes up spontaneously, we can be spontaneous and give to. And when the parking lot needs to be recovered, like it did last summer, not this summer, it's last summer, cost a fortune, we did it. In a few years, we'll have to do it again. That's part of having a paved parking lot. But all of this translates into changed lives. Changed lives. Because God is working through Mayflower Church to touch and change other people's lives. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality. You'll have enough to take care of your needs. You've got to make sure you have enough to take care of some other needs too. That's God's promise. If we give with a good heart, joyfully unto the Lord, and just let God do His thing.